Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. Our scripture for today is John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In this scripture, Jesus is talking to his closest followers, teaching them the importance of staying close to him, the importance of relying on him for strength and direction. But they were very confused and concerned because he had also just told them that he was leaving and going where they could not follow. How could they rely on him if he was leaving? Not long after this conversation, Jesus was arrested, tortured, crucified, died, was buried, and rose up out of that grave. Centuries later, we live in a very different world where we are constantly hearing all the bad news of millions of people all over the world. A world where we are bombarded with troubles, both real and imagined, 24/7. It can feel overwhelming, to say the least. We need Jesus' promise to feel true for us today. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. How can these words feel true? How can they help us today? Where are you, Jesus? I recall asking Jesus just that very question one day a few years ago when I was going through a particularly rough spot in my life. And he whispered his answer in my heart, I'm right here. Friends, he is here. He is always with us. But are we always with him? It is us who turn away, not him. I can't feel his presence, and neither can you, if we don't take the time to shut off the noise, put down the devices that talk to us 24/7, and find quiet time to pray and to listen for him, time to seek him. He is with us and promises we will find him when we seek him. He is actually closer than our breath. He has overcome the world, but we have not allowed him to overcome our hearts. Our hearts are too often weighed down with the myriad troubles of the world, and we seem to hear them all. But take heart, friends. Jesus has overcome the world. Psalm 143, verses 8 through 10, offers a great prayer for us today and every day. Will you please pray with me? Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. And rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. And dear God, forgive me from turning away from you, and help me to seek you always, to trust your word, and to believe with all my heart that you have overcome the world. You, O God, are love, and I need your help to live in love and peace. Help me, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.